invite you to join as we confess our sins together by praying the prayer that is printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Gracious God, we confess that we sometimes find ourselves up a tree, either by thinking ourselves better than those around us, or by recognizing that our actions have been out of keeping with your will and purpose. We long for you to recognize us, and yet we can so easily be overcome with shame at all the ways we have not measured up. When we doubt that you really do see us and love us for who we truly are, forgive us. Remind us that you do indeed seek us out when we feel most like hiding. You notice us at our smallest and love us at our most vulnerable. As Jesus called Zacchaeus to hurry and come down, so may we respond to your call to live and act in ways that extend the love of Christ, who has come to seek, to save, and to transform all people. Amen. Friends, God's love and grace for us are transformative. They move us from a place of guilt and shame to a place of freedom and forgiveness. God came in the person of Jesus so that we might know that forgiveness is real and salvation is alive and among us. Christ has seen us and heard our prayers, and we are forgiven. Hold tightly to these gifts this day, and may they change the way we live in this world. Amen.
Our scripture reading today comes from Psalm 32, verses 1 through 7. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long, for day and night. Your hand was heavy on me, my strength was sapped, as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Our gospel reading today is from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on the account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, he has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost. Amen.
I'd like the children to come up and join me for a story. And I know we were just all having a fun time downstairs, but I have another story to tell you. And it's called The Magic Star. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who was really good at finding things. If his mom couldn't find her socks, let's say, he would go find the socks. And if his grandpa couldn't find his glasses, he would be able to find them. So one day his grandpa said to him, "I know something I bet you can't find. It's a magic star. And it's out there in that apple tree." So the little boy said, "Oh, I'm good at finding things. I'm going to go and I will find that magic star." So he climbed up the tree and he looked around and he looked around. Do you think he saw any stars? No, he didn't see any stars. And his grandpa was down at the bottom of on the ground, and he said, "Grandpa, all I see are apples." And his grandpa said, "Pick one of the apples and then come down." So he did, and he brought the apple down, and he said, "Grandpa, I don't see a star in there. Do you see a star on there?" "No." "But that's right." But his grandpa said, "But it's a magic star." And then his grandpa took a knife and he cut the apple. And what do you see? There it is. It's inside the apple. So that's why it's a magic star. It's something inside. And sometimes you have to cut the apple to see it. And what's really fun, if you do that at home, you can then color it with a marker, and you can make stamps on your paper with the stars. See, isn't that fun? And that reminded me of the story of Zacchaeus, because all the other people looking and knowing Zacchaeus, they didn't think he was anything very special at all. But Jesus saw inside that tax collector, that mean guy that everybody else didn't like, and said, "This is somebody that I want to go and have lunch with and talk with." And then Zacchaeus said, "You know what, Jesus? Thank you for doing that. And I am going to be nice to people from here on out because you saw inside me, just like we saw inside the apple and we saw that star." Yeah, I'm sorry if you couldn't hear that. So, let's remember that sometimes people have things inside them, and we all have something special, just like the apple does too. So thank you, God, for reminding us that everybody has something special inside. Thank you for the story about Zacchaeus to help us remember that. And thank you for magic stars hidden in apples. And thank you for the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.